Welcome to the Corporate Dropout Podcast. I'm your host, Alessia Citro. If you're sick of the corporate hamster wheel and looking to feel inspired and empowered to live a high vibe life as your own boss, you're in the right place. Dare to drop out in 3, 2, 1. Hello, friends. I'm back today with Shelly Paxton. If you did not get a chance to listen to the interview we did yesterday, please go do that. One of my favorites, and you're about to find out why. So check this bio out. So think Brené Brown meets Biker Babe with a dash of Liz Gilbert. As the former chief marketing officer of Harley Davidson, Shelly Paxton found herself at the top of the proverbial mountain, feeling success empty instead of successful. And this awakening led her on a profound soulbatical journey that became her mission, business, and her best-selling book, Soulbatical, A Corporate Rebel's Guide to Finding Your Best Life. She is leading the revolution to rewrite the script of success and liberate a billion souls. She also hosts the Rebel Souls podcast, which invites you to flip the middle finger to the status quo in life, business, and the world at large. She's based in Chicago when she's not indulging her wanderlust and is obsessed with the color orange, not coincidentally, because she is a sacral generator. So today she's back on the show and she's going to be talking all about how you can give yourself a permission slip to practice radical self-commitment. Shelly, thank you for being back. Pleasure to be sitting with you again.
Yay. I'm so excited to be here. Our conversation was so juicy. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. I can't wait to hear all about the permission slip. You told me a little bit before we started recording the first interview and I was very intrigued. So spill the deets. How do we go about doing this?
Yeah. So interestingly, and I know not everybody can see video, but I'm holding in my hand my favorite color orange, as you mentioned. I'm holding a stack of orange post-it notes. And these post-it notes are what I call my permission slips. So think about this exercise. This is my daily practice in the morning. So some people, I do have a meditation practice. Some people have a journaling practice. Whatever your morning practice is, I invite you to consider this as a really quick and easy way to check in with yourself, to check in with how you're feeling that day, what you really need that day, what you might need to give yourself permission for that day. So here's what I do. I always have these permission slips on my desk. And as part of my morning routine, I sit down, I close my eyes, and I just take a deep breath, like really check in, like, where am I physically? Where am I mentally? Where am I emotionally? And I ask myself this question: what do I need to do, not do, or feel today in order to show up as my most badass, powerful self? So it can be any one or all of those things. There are days where I write myself 5 permission slips. There are days when I write myself 1. There are days when I might write myself 10. There's no right or wrong way to do this. The beauty of this practice is truly the slowing down and the checking in. I mean, this is part of what I mentioned to you, in our earlier conversation, that one of my biggest learnings in my soulbatical journey was just that I had been on the hamster wheel. I had been living busyness as a badge of honor. And the idea of like slowing down, like I was just booking at, 90 miles an hour past everything. And so one of the reasons that I've really adopted this practice and I love it is, if nothing else, it's probably less about what I write on one of these orange post-it notes. It's mostly about the fact that I take a minute to check in and I really truly sink into how I'm feeling that day. And I acknowledge, like, there are going to be days where I don't feel 100%. There are going to be days where I might be grieving something. And there might be days where I wake up and I've never been more on fire in my entire life. I mean, it's the spectrum of things. So I love this practice because it allows us to acknowledge exactly where we are and exactly what we need in that moment, in that day, you could do this multiple times a day. I've done this before big meetings. I've gone into really big meetings and said, what do I need to do, not do, or allow myself to feel in this meeting in order to show up as my most powerful badass self? Use it in whatever way feels, you know, serves you the best, and give yourself the permission you need. Sometimes it simply says, I'm really tired today. I give myself permission to take an hour off this afternoon to do whatever feels right. And that might look like taking a nap, and that's okay. So there, you can have lots of fun. Like to me, picking my favorite color orange. I put the orange stickies everywhere so I see them. I'm super present to them. And I laugh because it reminds me of like the hall passes that we had as kids. And I'm like, I get to write my own hall passes. So play with it. Use it in a way that serves you well, but never forget that as chief soul officers of our lives, like, we're badasses who take responsibility for the conscious creation of our reality. So what do you need permission for? Give it to yourself. Delegate, get rid of, take a break, take a nap, go play, get your feet in the grass, whatever you need. I want that for you. So yeah, that's it.
Oh, so good. There's a few things that come up for me with this. So one is I have a coaching client that's like, I don't really feel motivated today. Like, what's wrong with me? I'm like, you're human. Yeah. You're not going to feel motivated every day. It's not possible. So I think it's like, again, just the check-in, honoring where you're at. And for the women listening, have you read the book or heard of the book Do Less by Kate Northrup by chance?
I've heard of it, but not read it.
Okay, so I'll give the quick Cliff's Notes. This like blew my mind, but is so obvious at the same time. So men operate on a 24-hour cycle, and that is the way that the world is designed. Women, on the other hand, operate on a 28-day cycle. So there are certain parts in those 28 days where you're going to be motivated as hell. There are going to be others where you need to be introverted and more reflective and like not on all the time. So part of this is like, what, like, where are you at in that cycle? It might be a nap day. Might be a good crush it day, but like, where are you at? And just being honest with yourself and not judging it or shaming yourself about it. If you need to just,
I love that you said honor the cycle, honor the journey, honor where you are in the moment. I mean, I think we're like, oh yeah, well, when I come up for a breath, I'll give myself a break. And it's like, actually, that's not when you need the break.
Yeah.
Pause right now. Like, ask, because so often that's how we deplete ourselves. That's how we burn ourselves out. Self first isn't selfish. Giving ourselves permission is the way that we really step into our power and into service.
Absolutely. And, you know, we talked about my trip that I just returned from in the last episode, but, you know, I was contemplating maybe I shouldn't go because I'm launching this thing. Like, I have so much to do, but I knew, I was like, no, this is actually right. Like, when I do need to go, like, I'm in the middle of a launch, it's not ideal, but the recharge is going to help. And what do you know? I've accomplished way more coming back recharged than I would have if I had just like kept on going. So maybe this is your sign to take a break if you're listening.
Totally. Well, and you asked me about writing the book, and I'll tell you that when I was writing the book, there were days where, as hard as I would try, like the words weren't coming. It just wasn't, I couldn't find flow. I couldn't get into flow. And early on in the book writing process, I would sit there and punish myself and beat the shit out of myself and be like, you will be like shackled to your computer until you pound out 1,000 words. And I was cruel. Like, it was cruel. And when I finally understood that that was my soul saying, yeah, not today. Like, it's just not going to happen today. Go play. Go do something that's going to fill us up, that's going to help us connect the dots, it's going to allow more of that percolation to happen. When I finally understood that, my writing days were on fire. But I'll tell you, it took me a long time to understand that. So I hope I've made mistakes on others' behalf. And if I can share it with you, it was really before I was disciplined about this permission. But now, more often than not, I'll tell you, one of the things that shows up more frequently is I give myself permission to play. Yes. Because I think, especially as women, we tell ourselves a story so often that we don't deserve play, that we don't deserve pleasure, that we earn it. And therefore, we have to get through all of the things on our to-do list and all of the things on everybody else's agenda before we can focus on our own pleasure and our own play. And I'm here to tell you, it's bullshit. So put it on a permission slip.
And that list will never end, by the way. So just say fuck it.
Amen.
Shelly, this has been so amazing. I mean, if I was like doing Joe Rogan style interviews, like I would have been happy to talk to you for like 5 hours. Like that's not the way we roll over here, but I could have done it with you for sure.
Oh, I feel it too. Thank you for saying that.
So tell our listeners, where can they find, connect with you and join you in the revolution?
Yes. So I am in between. You'll find me in one of two places. I'm in a transition to shellypaxton.com from soulbatical.com. And soulbatical is spelled with two B's and one T. So you will find me in either both or one of those places. Everything will point to each other. I'm totally relaunching under the Shelly Paxton brand. You can find me as at Soulbatical on Instagram, as Shelly Paxton on LinkedIn. You can find my book, Soulbatical, A Corporate Rebel's Guide to Finding Your Best Life, anywhere where you buy your books. And my podcast is Rebel Souls Podcast, and you can find it wherever you listen to Corporate Dropout.
Well, thank you again for being here. This was amazing. And here's to helping free a billion people. I want to be part of that too.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks for listening to the show. If you enjoyed today's episode, please help me get the word out about the Corporate Dropout by screenshotting and sharing this on social. I would appreciate it so much if you would subscribe and leave a 5-star rating and review as well. And I do this show for you, and I want to hear from you. So tell me, what is it that you want more of? Text me at 949-541-0951 or slide into the DMs at Corporate Dropout Official or Alicia Citro with 2 underscores. Until next time.